Hi, it's only me, Maynard F. Sharp Crab. Woohoo! Good morning, 2SR and Radio Stupid. Welcome to the glamorous and historic T Street in the Haymarket. Historic because we're coming to you live from the very spot where Captain Ernie Phillips of the 5th Fleet fell down drunk after a night of drinking 19 bottles of Bacardi, thus causing the Rum Rebellion. And this morning, glamorous as well, because we'll have live on Radio Stupid, right here where I'm standing, Donna Summer, live, Elvis Presley, live, and of course, Tom Jones, live, performing their hearts out for you, the listener. Yes, it's all happening here. The sights, the sounds, yes, even the smells of an almost major broadcasting event. My name is Maynard F. Sharp Crabs. I'm a real loser. I've got no underpants on. What am I doing here? I don't know. But still, let's go now to the major concert arena here at the Haymarket for our first live guest this morning. And what guests they are, too. They've seen the ups. They've seen the downs, mainly the downs, of the fickle pop industry. But look, here they are to perform to our star-studded audience. Yes, I look around, I can see, well, that looks a bit like Barry Crocker, and that could be Marsha Hines over there. Anyway, welcome the fabulous Village People, swinging like a gate, here for you, live on Radio Super. Yes, the Village People. The Village People, one of the many live acts we'll have here on the stage here in the fabulous Key Street. As I look around me, I can tell you now there's about as many people here as there would be at a Ron Casey Solidarity concert. In fact, the audience is sitting on my car. We've got that many people. If you're not doing anything, please come on down here because we'd really like to see you at Key Street, the Haymarket. There's absolutely no... Oh, there's two people. Hello, hello over there. We've got a bullhorn for crowd control. Hello, hello. But I don't think we're going to need it somehow. We won't have that problem. We've got many guests here this morning on Radio Stupid. We're going to have Johnny Goodman coming in, playing his guitar and telling his us why he is such the great loser that he is. We're going to have a baby burbling into the microphone. We're going to have a record collector from Concord West saying why he decided to come down here after all. And of course, right next to me now, I have a man dressed as a Russian in case he got noticed by the crowd, which isn't here anyway. It's Tony Push from Randwick. Come on, Tony, come on.
Hey, Maynard, you whistle nose, you
hang
crazy.
Hang on, I think we heard the audience. Can we hear the audience again, please? Okay, that was the audience. I think that's the singular of audience. And Tony, tell us, what's been going on in Randwick lately?
Hey, well, man, I just want to mention that Tony Bush is coming to you by tenuous microwave link, so don't touch that dial because you'll burn, baby, burn.
Ooh.
And get down here real quick, and you'll see Maynard in a Mr. Peanut suit.
Yep.
We've got someone else dressed up as Madonna, and I'm just dressed up as Leonard Teal.
It looks very good too, but get him down to forensic, Kevin. Hey, and look, what's been the latest craze in Randwick? What's happening there?
Phew, Maynard, did I have a wild old night last night, because up at Peter's Corner, at the Tommy Tico Activity Centre there in Randwick...
Well, always a swinging spot.
It always is. You go there quite often for a cup of tea and
certainly
a donut. Well, we had a night of tribute bands. You know what tribute bands are, Maynard?
No, but fill me in.
Well, they're people that really love someone else, and they want to be them, and they want to play their music, and things like, you know, they do...
Oh, right, yeah, like Beatles, Rolling Stones,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
gold,
yeah, yeah.
Gold Cadillac, that sort of stuff.
Well, at the Tommy Tico Activity Centre last night, we had a whole horde of them. We had a Val Doolican tribute band.
Hey, that would have been right.
They all dressed up in cardigans and basically grinned a lot and made grannies cry.
Oh,
and we had Tommy Leonetti tribute band.
Nice of Sydney.
Yes, and in actual fact, it was great because halfway through the set, they die and then they come back again. It's something to see.
That is amazing. Not many acts are doing that these days, except perhaps the Rolling Stones.
Are they dead?
They are.
Hey, and George Formby, that was a killer.
Oh.
The whole eight of them.
Get off my car, get off. Those people keep sitting on my car. Get off my car. Okay.
The whole eight members of the band in the George Formby tribute band looked exactly like rats. In actual fact, they had their teeth knocked out and had them replaced with sort of rotten ones.
Wow, and all this is happening in Randwick under our very eyes.
Yes, well, you have to look really close. Hey, Maynard, do you know that we're actually standing here in Quay Street? You know that, don't you?
Yes, Quay Street.
And Quay Street is the birthplace of Australia. You didn't know that, did you?
No, actually, I thought it was like somewhere like Redfern, something like that.
No, Australia actually died a few years ago, and you can see this little burial mound over there.
Yeah.
And Australia was a budgerigar. Now, the most outstanding thing about Australia, the budgerigar...
Australia the budgerigar.
...was that he was completely sort of brown. It wasn't very colourful, but he was brown, but he had one big trick.
So it looked a bit like a flying poo.
Yeah, a little bit like that, a little bit. But the one big trick that Australia did, and this was the death of him, that when you squeezed him really hard, he went... like that.
Like a cat.
Yeah.
A budgerigar that can do cats. That's fantastic, Tony. And do you think that'll be the next craze to swing through Randwick?
Definitely, if not already.
Have you got a Donna Summer sound-like band in Randwick?
No, we haven't.
Well, maybe they should work on this one. Donna Summer, of course, live at the arena here doing, I don't know, I think it's MacArthur Park. Take it away, Donna.
Someone left a cake in the rain. And I don't think that I can take it. Cause they took too long to make it. And I'll never have that recipe again.
Well, Donna Summer there. Let me tell you, Donna, she really gets stuck into it there. That's what I like, the 90-second numbers, because most of those numbers on that on the particular album that she's been performing here on stage all day today, sweating tirelessly in that leotard. You won't believe it, we're going to be auctioning in that leotard at the end of the evening, let me tell you. There's 90 seconds of it, and the real version is 8 minutes 47. She knows how to sing. Okay, now, we're a big fan of drinking here at Radio Stupid. I'm often caught in the lounge room having a glass of water on my own with no one else around. I'm not ashamed of that. And let's cross now, live, just across the road here in Quay Street Haymarket, to the Prince of Inebriation Hotel. We've got some people who are going to perform Pump Up the Volume and Bomb the Bass. They're great guys, let me tell you. They're fantastic and it's so authentic too. Take it away, guys!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Jones. heart. You took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left it standing in the door.
Hang on, Tom. Tom, get off that stage, mate. No, not you. Look, even brought your announcer with you. No, we want the guys across the road. Let's go now. Ah, bloody Tommy doesn't know where to get off that guy.
This is a journey into space. The names have been changed to protect the committee. So knock the wild hoon, bring the drums in, let's have a party. Pump up the bitter. Shh, tested. Pump up the bitter. Hey, Jody, have the Star Turn Scratchers arrived yet? Hey, watch the record player, Bonnie lad. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter. How air turn, give us some of your housey music, man. Start to. She's having one of her funny turns. Thank you, Jody. You gonga din.
Okay, gang, what do you think? Is this a load of garbage?
Create a brown to go and bomb the base. Hold it. Hold it, turn. Hold it. Hold it, turn. Go!
Everybody on the street. It tells you where you're going to be.
In the bomb.
House call. It's a booty. House call.
Here,
keep the bar clear, please. Thank you. Order. How are you now? Settle down. Settle down. We have the pork scratchings. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter. Pump up the bitter. Brew it. Brew it. Pump up the bitter. Can you hear me at the back? Pump up the bitter.
Back away, baby, back away.
All right, girls, the meal strip has arrived.
Okay, gang, what do you think? Is this a load of garbage?
He's not affiliated. Pump up the bitter.
Pump it up.
You jacksy, I jack.
Pump it up.
You jacksy, I jack. Pump it up.
Okay, gang, what do you think? Is this a load of garbage?
Back away, whip, back away, whip, back away.
Hey, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, yeah, of course, across the road there from the Prince of an Aviation Hotel, going along there, they think they had a very nice version of those two songs. They had a little bit off there. They've been drinking a bit much water. You know, when you drink a bit much water, it goes through you, and you get a bit over a sort of H2O, and it's just not nice. Okay, now, here, live at the Haymarket, hey, there's some more audience members. That's two more. That brings the total up here to six. And look, excuse me, get cut off my car. There's some people still on my car. I'll be checking my wheels later. Okay, it's time for... Sounds appalling. Yes, you thought we couldn't do it without a phone line, but hey, we haven't got an audience either, so let's do it anyway. What we've got here this morning is something really wild and something crazy from the man himself at great expense to 2SCR. We've flown him here. We've flown him here. He's a great guy. Herb Albert and a Tijuana Brass, ladies and gentlemen, doing Hello Dolly. Take it away, Herb. Now, the idea is that we keep this record playing along here for as long as we like, and then you tell us when you've had enough of it. But wait till the vocal. Wait till a fantastic vocal by the man himself, Herb Albert. Thank you.
darling. It was nice to have you.
Oh, come on, darling.
Where you belong.
He's okay. The audience is going wild here. There's seven of them. Believe you me, they actually got some knives out, so I think we better get Herb off there. Take Herb off. And Tom came on earlier. Tom, come on back on. He's always a performer. He'll fill the bridge. Come on, Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tom Jones.
My heart, you took it, darling, and you tore it apart. You left me standing in the dark, crying. Said your love for me was dying. Turn it off, baby. Turn it off, please. Turn on your love light. Let it shine on me. Let it shine, shine, shine. Let it shine. Middle of the night, I need you, darling, to make things all right. So come on, baby, come on, please. Come on, baby, 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 please. Turn on your lights, I let it shine on me. Turn on your love light, let it shine on me. A little bit brighter, a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter, a little bit higher.
Now, come on, get away from Tom. Stop mobbing Tom. Those people, those guys with underpants on their head, get away from Tom. Well, and didn't the live audience love that? Just listen. Yeah, they're obviously quite impressed. Hey, and with the noise of a plane overhead, let's bring in Johnny Goodman. Hi, Johnny.
Oh, hi, mate.
Hey, the audience love you too, don't they? Let's see them.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, oh, they were very inspired by you. Quite a turnout we've got here this morning, isn't it?
Electrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe you could get four people in the one place to watch Radio Stupid.
Especially in a Volkswagen.
Yeah, it's amazing we can do what we can do from the inside of this car. Wow, Johnny, what have you been up to there? What are you grazy guy doing?
Grazy guy?
Grazy, yeah. You've been going around eating some grass or what?
No, not lately.
The rumours have been that you've had your head in a few bushes over the years and you've been chewing on the leaves of certain trees that can't be talked about.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
I'm
getting right off the fact here. I was just trying to start some rumours, perhaps to ruin your contract with Regular Records. On the rich, you have a record coming out soon, in which I'm not going to plug at all. But what are you going to play for us here this morning?
Right now, of course, one that you might know yourself, Maynard. Two of my friends gave me $50 to drive a car in their robbery.
Now, some sort of story behind this, isn't there?
That's right.
They gave you to tell us or what?
Well, all right. They were going to rob this clothing store in Wollongong called Victor's Menswear, and they said, you want to drive the car in it? And I sort of rang up my parents and said, what do you think about this? And they said, well, you know, whatever's best for you. And so I sat in the car in the lane. They went in, robbed the stuff. Then we drove to Nowra and sold the jeans.
Sounds like a pretty dynamite story, though. I believe the rights to this song have been bought off you by U2, in fact.
Yeah, that's right.
And Bono himself will be singing this and claiming it as his own.
Well, you know, that's okay, as long as I see the bucks.
Okay, well, you want me to do a bit of backing for you, Johnny?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, and if the audience wants to sing along, don't.
It's a long intro.
It's rocking.
Sitting in a car, in the dark, in a lane, waiting for the torch, waiting for the torchlight signal.
Yeah.
To start up the car, move it up a bit, inch it up, inch it up, inch it up, little by little. Rocking. I'll flash my light.
Flash my light.
If things get hot.
Things get hot.
I'll honk the horn.
Well, that's the horn.
That means cops.
Cops. Cops.
Gotta help the others inside the shop. That's my job. Two of my friends gave me $50 to drive their car in their robbery.
Sing it, Johnny.
Two of my friends gave me $50 to drive their car in this robbery. Okay, man, it's sound effects.
The noise of two plates being smashed.
There goes your Volkswagen.
Sorry. Sorry.
There's Billy now. And there's the light. So I'll grab the jeans, put them in a sack and get them in the car. Drive to Winoona, sell the jeans at the beach. Then I guess this mission is complete. Oh, so it seems. I'll flash my lights.
Flash my lights.
If things get hot.
Things get hot.
I'll honk the horn.
That's the horn.
That means cops.
Cops. Cops.
Gotta help the others inside the shop. That's my job. Two of my friends gave me $50 to drive their car in this robbery. Two of my friends gave me $50 to drive their car in this robbery. I didn't want to do it. I didn't have to do it. I didn't need the money. I'm middle class. I just won.
He just wants approval, approval, no, approval.
I didn't want to do it. I didn't have to do it.
No.
I didn't need the money. I'm middle class. I just won.
He just wants approval, 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 approval.
Approval!
Oh, that's thank you very much. That's 40 cents put together by the huge crowd here, which is now swelled to 6. All I can say, Johnny, you want to come back in a minute and do something else?
Yeah.
Look, we've got your favourite artist live on centre stage here in Key Street at the Haymarket, Trini Lopez.
And now PJ's proudly presents Trini Lopez.
Let me hear a little hand clapping now.
To be in America, okay by me in America. Everything's free in America, for us more free in America. Automobiles in America, for me up steel in America. Wires for wheel in America, very big deal in America. The city of San Juan. I know a boat you can get on. Everyone there will give the cheer. Everyone there will have move. Yeah. I'll drive my Buick through San Juan. If there's a road you can drive on, I'll give my cousins a free ride. How you fit all of them inside? My friend goes to America. Many hellos in America. Nobody knows in America. Puerto Rico's in America. I like the shores of America. Comfort is yours in America. Knobs on the doors in America. Walk to walk floors in America. I'd like to go back to San Juan. Why don't you shut up and get gone? I'll bring a TV to San Juan. If there's a current to turn on. To be in America, okay by me in America. Everything's free in America, for us more peace in America.
Oh, let me hear everybody now. Here we go.
La 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 la. La 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 la
that. Oh, just listen to that audience go there. Hi, and we're back again here. I tell you what, Trini Lopez really had everyone waving their hands in the air and looking for the exit, let me tell you, because we've got him coming back again. He's coming back. He's walking the good 3 or 4 feet through the magnificent tunnel that we've built here in Key Street, the Haymarket. The audience, in fact, has stopped swelling. It's actually gone down to 5 now. We lost one person during the Trini Lopez number, but the ambulance crew was here for a while, so we briefly had more people, but I couldn't tell you about it. Johnny Goodman, come on back here and just, you know, tell us what you're up to there.
Well, I was just listening to the Trini Lopez song and suddenly you called me on.
Suddenly, well, you didn't know you were on. Actually, this is the he didn't know he was on section, because I believe you're going to play your guitar again now.
Oh,
and
really?
You didn't even know that. So you better go over there and get it. Johnny Goodman was just standing around talking to the crowd. It wasn't very hard. You don't have to talk very loud. And he was saying a few things to them, which I think will be of major importance to everyone out there, but I'm not going to tell you. Johnny, got a long song for us to fill in some time, and perhaps while we wait for some audience members to arrive?
Yeah, that's right, Maynard. I'm going to do 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill.
Now, tell us about that.
Well, it's the house I used to live in Newcastle.
Oh, I saw that house. It was very smelly.
Yeah, and it had, when you had a shower out in the kitchen there, and if you opened the front door, people could see you in the shower.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. I suppose you've got a lot of people coming in having breakfast that way.
Yeah, well, it depends who was in the shower, really.
That depends. You get many people coming in when you were in there?
No, because I did have these love handlebars around near the hips there, and it seems to be a bit of a turmoil.
I have done something today, Johnny. I didn't tell anyone about this, but I've actually worn some special underpants, and I thought I might just drop my trousers now here.
Well, maybe I should take mine off as well.
No, we'll just drop them. Just drop them around our ankles and just see if this does attract any sort of audience, okay?
All right.
Okay, this is live radio. And I've bought special underpants, especially for... Are you ready, Johnny?
Well, mine aren't special. I just hope they're okay.
Okay, are we ready to go?
Yeah. Okay,
drop the pants now. Okay. Now, we're both pants down here in Key Street, and there's only one guy walking past with a briefcase to see it, but he's got a secret smile on his face. Oh, look, what do you think of our underpants? He likes them. He thinks they're pretty good. Okay. Get away from my car. Okay, with our pants down here in Key Street, let's sing Johnny.
Okay.
Poorly painted front door, long dusty hall, living room, dining room, shower in the kitchen, 2 set of stairs, 5 bedrooms, a junk room, a sewing room, a toilet out the back. It was disgraceful, I was 23, but that's when I learnt what's expected of me. I learn about housework, cooking a meal, and improved in both areas a lot, I feel. At 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill, it was a share house, it gave me a thrill to live at 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill.
Hey! It's cold.
You couldn't be a private person always in your room. There's too much happening in the living room. You couldn't go to bed before 4:30. It's middle class poverty's unwritten law. We had 1 vegetarian, 4 ate meat, 2 dogs, 2 cats, no lock upon the door. Everyone had favorites, everyone was liked. It's the second most happy time of my life. At 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill, it was a share house, it gave me a thrill to live at 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill.
Sing along with me, man.
Okay.
Murphy was our neighbor there.
Murphy was our neighbor there.
He could hear our behavior there.
He could hear our behavior there.
Our landlord came and lit a fire in the drain. He burned our house down for insurance gain. At 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill, it was a share house. It gave me a thrill to live at 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill.
Take it away, man.
Now, Johnny.
Okay, man, get on.
I can't imagine what I would have been like if I'd lived even 2 doors down. I'd be in real estate, a management job, with a cozy little office at the dead end of town. At 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill, it was a share house, it gave me a thrill to live at 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill. 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill, it was a share house, it gave me a thrill to live at 104 Bull Street, Cook's Hill.
Well, I think the pants down around the ankles might have had some effect on the audience because we've gone up to 8, but the guy in the briefcase, he just picked his briefcase up. Are you leaving, sir? He'll be back later. He promises he will be back later, Johnny. Okay, well, I suppose we can't really go anywhere except introduce a lady who's been getting ready on the centre stage of the arena here on Radio Stupid, live from the Haymarket, and of course, it's got to be Susie Quattro! Make her your own, no one else will.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No, neither do I. Ooh.
Let's try this side.
Nothing else to do.
Did
someone tell to get on with it?
I think you better do one more dance. Hey, you don't want to go down a double bass drive!
Yeah.
Easy on the seats, you lot. Easy on the seats.
Show. They'll move on up.
I tell you, there's one thing I love in this world. Thank you very much, Susie. Thank you very much. There's nothing I like more than a long guitar and overblown drum ending to a song. And, of course, Susie Quattro there, we speeded her up a little bit. We gave her the wind-up, said, Susie, get it over and done with quickly. It is an old song and no one really wants to listen to it. But, look, we're here at the law faculty. I think it is the law faculty in the fabulous Key Street, the Haymarket University of Technology. Please come on down if you've got some time. We're going to be here for a little bit more longer, like about 10 minutes of the way we're going here. I think we're about five or six people. Come and swell the crowd. Hang on, three people just turn up. The crowd just doubled. Hello, how are you? He's feeling pretty good. Okay, and right here we have actually a graduate of this law faculty, and he's going to have a talk to us about the contractual obligations under a contract of a divorce settlement to two parties. You got anything to say? Well, that's about right. You want to go, you know, any advice? That you, what should you say to the judge? Okay, thank you very much. Of course, that was Max Goodman there. Of course, he wasn't a graduate of law. I was just fooling him because he's got a BA instead. How dumb. Johnny, how you go? What's it like to have a son who's only two and got a BA? Well, look, it's good having you here today. Are you excited by the whole thing?
No.
It's like just like a really big studio because it's really empty here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Look, what we might do, we might have a Johnny Goodman true or false quiz. This is where we ask members of the audience to know something about the aspect of your life, and they can win some fabulous prizes. I have some records down here that 2SER doesn't want, and we're going to be giving them to the person like who wins this. So we're going to ask for any volunteers from the audience. Are there any people from the audience who would like to participate in this quiz and perhaps win a record? Anybody over there? No, they're shaking it out. Yes. How about that gentleman over there? Yes? Oh, yes. We need two people. Would you both like to come in it? Okay, hey. Hey, okay, just step up here to the microphone. This is live radio, but you wouldn't think so, would you? Okay, I'll just take this off. Yeah, it's okay. What radio station? Well, let me tell you, this is actually the biggest ABC station you're listening to now. We're going out to about 5 or 6 million people here, and there's some TV cameras over there. Okay, now, what's your name?
Hina,
hi, pleased to meet you. And your name is?
Lynette,
okay. Now, what we're going to do here, you're going to listen to this man here in the red jacket. I know he looks pretty stupid, and he's going to tell you something about his life. Now, all you've got to do is say whether it's true or false, and we'll give each of you a chance to answer. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, take it away, Johnny. First question.
Okay, my first question, I'm putting on the funny voice now just to get those extra laughs. To Hina, okay? My first statement, just say true or false, okay? I am blind in my right eye. True or false, Hina?
False.
Oh, I see.
And what do you think?
False.
Okay, two falses. Oh, do you want to unveil the answer now, Johnny?
No.
Okay, second question.
My second question is, I was once operated on for a hernia when I actually had a sebaceous cyst in my vas deferens. True or false, Hina?
True.
True.
False.
Okay, we've got a true and a false. Okay, Johnny, that could be an interesting one. We'll be looking for the answer to that. And the third question,
the
Johnny.
The third one is, I was once Hina. I love saying Hina.
Can I say two? Hannah. Okay. Oh, calm down, Johnny.
I was once put on a good behaviour bond for stealing some cordial from our school canteen while I was at school. True or false, Hannah?
False.
Oh, thank you.
False.
Okay, so they both answered the same thing.
Okay.
Except for the second question, the tricky vas deferens question.
Okay,
Johnny.
I am blind in my right eye is true, so that's one to neither of you.
No.
My second one is I was once operated on for a hernia when I actually had a sebaceous cyst in my vas deferens is false because I was operated on for the hernia and not that it's a trick question.
Oh, well, you couldn't have picked that one. So who actually said true to that one? I can't remember.
Yeah,
so that means she...
No, I said true.
Oh, right.
It's okay, really well organised.
Well, one of you won then. Okay, and of course, what was the answer to the last question?
I was put on a good behaviour bond for stealing some cordial from the school basement canteen is false. I stole some copper.
Okay, so that makes Hannah the winner?
Hannah
the winner! Okay! Hey, look, now, look, I'll tell you what we've got for you here. Look, you might as well both have it because it seems like you're both friends, and after you play this record, you probably won't be. We've got four records here, some by Patti Smith, one by Stevie Wonder, and two other losers. So share these between yourself and have a really good day. And now you know why they never have live quizzes on radio anymore. Thank you for participating.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Hey, that was almost interesting, wasn't it, Johnny? Almost became interesting for a few seconds there.
It was just that I love that word almost. Average, just below average. That's where I like to function.
And that's exactly where our next performer is, Elvis Presley, doing a sound check.
Thank you.
Lord, my, I'm in my temperature rising. Lord, help me, feel like I'm slipping away. It's hard to breathe. My chest is heaving, yeah. Lord Almighty,
thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, let me tell you, there's a few people here, the sort of people who hang around the Haymarket most of the time. They're great guys. They're walking down there. One's got a green bag, and let me tell you, he's perhaps the ugliest person I've ever seen. No, he's very nice. He's very nice. We've had a good chat with him, and let me tell you, he's a great guy. He said things like, hey, oh, hey, and like, that was really great. It was pretty meaningful, and him and me are having a discussion about niche and a few other, like, deep things later. That was one for the tertiary educator, which I'm not, so I didn't know what I was saying. But now, we've got a few people over there. We've got some people over there in a car, and we've got...
Okay, hang on a minute, wait a minute, everybody, get off my car over there.
That person's still on my car. But look, what we're going to do now is I'm going to sing that Elvis Presley song, and when he was saying honka honka, we're going to change the words to honka honka. So when I go honka honka, you go on the car horns, exactly like this one is doing here. Okay, so let's try it. I got a honka honka burning love, yeah, and again, I got a honka honka burning love. Oh, look, it's great. We've got all the cars in the place, all two of them, honking their horns. But of course, they're honking their horns because the man from the Concord West, he catches a bus every day, sometimes he catches a train, sometimes he's crazy and he walks the 47 miles. It's Dave Mulligan! Thank you. They blow their horny friendly. But look, Dave, you're in here today. You've brought along a special live record from your record collection. Yep. What do you got?
I've got Chuck Berry, and I've got him reeling and rocking.
Yeah, now, where was this recorded live? Obviously, he's going to perform here on the stage, but the recording that people might know, where was it recorded?
I think it was done in the London Palladium.
Oh, right. Back in when?
That sounds a good lie. About 72.
Right, this was when... 72. Now, back in 72, he wasn't exactly a spring chicken, Dave.
No, well, he's not a spring chicken there. Just see him on the Mike Aspel show there.
No, what did he do?
Well, he was a bit outrageous.
Was he wearing incontinence pants?
No. He's just being outrageous as usual and telling sexual lies and stuff like that.
Oh, right. Is that what he's going to do in this song, too?
He sure is.
Okay, you wanted to give us a bit of... Who wrote the song? The Chucky song?
Chuck Berry wrote the song.
Chucky baby.
He saves a lot of royalties that way.
And what made you pick this one as a live track?
Well, it really zings along there, and it's one of the few live tracks that I really like. I don't like live tracks much.
Don't you? Why not?
I like the performers to get into the studio and do their thing.
Well, you know, I realise that you collected records mainly between 1960 and about 1967, and most tracks then were recorded live in the studio anyway. So what do you want about your deal? I mean, there was no overdubbing. They didn't know what they were doing. I mean, they didn't even have a good manager back in those days.
Yeah, but if they went out on the road and they sang the song, it sounded nothing like what they did in the studios.
That's good. Well, I suppose you've got a point there, Dave.
You can't bring Phil Spector out into the street and expect him to...
No. So. Well, even if you do bring him out in the street, no one recognises him because he keeps those bloody sunglasses on all the time.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let's have a listen to Chuck Berry, reeling and rocking. Thanks for coming in today,
That's
Dave.
It's a pleasure, Maynard. Wow.
You're a great guy. I'm lying.
Was almost one. I said, come on, baby, let's have us some fun, and we reeling and rocking and rolling, child. Reeling and rocking, roar until the break of dawn. Looked at my watch and it was 1:45. You know, she said she didn't, but I know she do, and we reeling. And it was 2:45. She said, wait a minute, Chuck, I gotta go. Bring that Coca-Cola, please. Looked at the clock and it was almost 4. You know, she turned me around and said, me do it some more. And I go. It was 4:45, rolling like a Mustang on a 4-day drive. Looked at my watch and it was 5:45. Finally got it fixed and I reeled. I'm watching it was 7:15. That's when we rolled up and took off to heaven. Well, time we were reeling, rocking and rolling.
Boston, it was 7:45. You know, she made a little move and made me stretch out straight, yeah. Watching it was 8:45. She said, "Ooh, Chuck, baby, this show feel fine." Look at my watching it was 9:45. You know she called me right back and made me do it again. Watching it was 11:30. She turned back and called me something dirty. You know what? You know why? You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Just like watching it was straight up 12. Man, we start digging like a old steam shovel. We were.
Let me tell you, Chuck Berry there, live center stage here at the arena in Key Street, the Haymarket. We've only got a few more minutes to go here for this live outside broadcast of Radio Stu. And let me tell you, the crowd today has been absolutely magnificent. You could not have asked for a better crowd. They've walked past us in their huge amounts and absolutely no one has stopped. And that's the sort of thing we want to see. If anyone actually stops and watches us, I will have like some sort of major urinary trouble. I'm sure about that. Of course, Chuck Berry there, live in the pre-AIDS days when you could just ring someone up and say, "Hey, give me some phone," which of course happened a lot in those days. Oh, what's that? I can't say that. Of course, he was live at the Greek there as well. He was a great little guy there. And thank Dave Mulligan for coming along there and bringing your beard and showing it to the crowd. It was very adventurous of you. And now we've got a major act here. These guys had a little bit of success during the 70s, and one of them went on to sort of, he sort of does okay now. He sells a few records from time to time. Of course, it's the Jacksons live here on stage doing, well, let them tell you what they're doing. Let's hear it for the crowd. We'll be right back. Of course, the Jacksons there with Michael having a bit of trouble with his glove at the beginning, but I tell you, like, get off my car, get off my... And you guys, get off that stage. Michael and your friends, off that stage. What do you think it is, some sort of party? I don't know. The people come along here, they take advantage of being on public radio. Of course, 2SR will be here all day in Quay Street, and the crowd has actually dropped to two now. The crowd has sort of dropped to two, but I'm sure the people will be coming in their millions to watch Joe Gelonesi and Vivian do some amazing things. On the radio in just a little while. Let me tell you, I'm going to be looking forward to that, as I'm sure you are. I'd like to thank, of course, my guests, Johnny Goodman, Dave Mulligan, and, of course, Tony Push from Randwick.
Hey, man, I'd just like to say thanks to Mrs. Bab Santini from Randwick. She supplied all the Coca-Cola bottles filled with water that you put on the grass to keep the dogs away today.
And obviously worked to keeping the audience away too, Tony.
Well, it would seem so, Maynard.
Look, thanks very much. Can I give you a lift back to Randwick?
Hey, okay, then.
Okay, there's plenty of room in my V-dub. I'll give Dave a lift back to Concord West too, but... Hey, mate, get off me car. Well, you've been listening to Radio Stupid.
Taking the wheels away, mate.
My bloody V-dub's up on blocks. Look, I've got to get going, mate. Get off that guy, you bugger. Okay, see you later. Radio Stupid will be back next week as usual, being even worse in the studio with no audience, just like it is now. Yeah. See you later. Bye. Disco Tick. Get off my car, you bugger.
I'm doing it.